everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. Today, we are going to be talking about not a particular passage of Scripture in particular, but a general topic that lots of people wonder about. So, this topic is, how can a loving God send people to hell? It's a very hard topic, and a lot of people don't understand it, which is why we are discussing it today. I'll start off by reading a scripture. This scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 8. It says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." That scripture tells us that God is love. God loved us so much that he sent his only Son into the world, Jesus, so that we can live through him. His love is amazing. Now, John 3:16 says that whoever believes in Jesus will have everlasting life. But not everyone believes in Jesus. So what happens to them? Well, John 3:36 says, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." John 3:36. The Son in this verse, S-O-N, is Jesus. This verse says that he who does not believe in Jesus, and some translations may read, "he who does not obey Jesus, shall not see life, but God's wrath abides on him." That means God's wrath dwells on him. The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 48, describes hell as a place where their worm does not die and the fire isn't quenched. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, Jesus tells a parable of a rich man in torment. He is in a place of fire, and he asks for just water, but he couldn't have it. Revelation 20 says that anyone's name that is not in the book of life shall be thrown into the lake of fire. This is really hard stuff. A lot of people ask the question, how could God, if he is a loving God, and he is, send people to hell? Well, here's the answer. God is a loving God. He is love. But he is also just. Just is to do what is right, what is fair. This book of Psalms, chapter 7, verse 11, says, "God is a just judge." He is just. He always does what is right and fair. And he is both loving and just. Now, let me help you understand this with an analogy. If you are in court and a judge lets a murderer go, some murderer is someone who has killed someone. If a judge lets a murderer go free, that isn't right. That's not fair. The murderer has done something deserving of jail. That's not fair if the judge just lets him go. That judge is not a just judge. That is injustice. That judge is not properly punishing the wicked. Now, let's also say you're driving on the highway and you get a lot of speeding fines because you're going way too fast. So, you have to go to court. and there is a judge. Now, you're standing before the judge, and the judge tells you that someone has paid your fines. That means that someone has paid all that money for you. The judge can legally let you go free. He is just to let you go free, because he's not just ignoring all those speeding fines. Someone has legally paid them for you. That is a very nice thing to do. Now, here's what God has done. So we all have fallen short of the glory of God. That's what the book of Romans says. We all are deserving of eternal torment because we have broken God's law. We have rebelled against Him. We have all lied, cheated, stolen, done things that are wrong. We have rebelled against God. That is a big deal. He's God. But what God did for us, because He loves us so much, is He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to earth to die on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for our sins and then rose again the third day. Now, what He did on that cross is He paid our fines. He paid our fines. God can legally forgive us and give us eternal life because Jesus paid the price. All we have to do is receive it. We must believe in Jesus and repent of our sins to be saved. Anyone who receives this free gift will have everlasting life and will not go to hell because their names will be written in God's book of life. Some people don't want to receive this gift, but we know that all who do will have everlasting life. This is both God's justice and His amazing love. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget that if you have any questions, send them in to kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com or direct message Madison Jaffin on Instagram. Thank you so much.